Christos voskras, Vislo voskras, Christ is risen, indeed he has risen. This is Father Basil again. Hope everyone's doing well wherever they're listening from today. And I'm doing another podcast on this bright week. It's almost the end of bright week. It's been a good week. I've been with my son, taking him to different places to visit his cousins, and traveling a lot on this week of my vacation. It's been a good week so far. And just to contemplate a little bit about Bright Week and about this 40 days after Easter, and to preparing, of course, coming up in the near future, we'll be having Ascension and then Pentecost and all those different feast days that we have. And first of all, for Bright Week, you know, this is the greatest, you know, week of the year for me, because we are celebrating the resurrection and we are wearing bright colors for vestments, and even funerals are done differently because we are doing it all for Easter, the Easter propers, and we're singing Christos voskras, Vislo voskras, Christ is risen. And really, we should have that attitude the entire year. We should have that attitude of rejoicing for the risen Christ all the time, not just at certain times of the day and all of the year after Easter. We need to rejoice constantly. Constantly rejoice in the Lord. And, you know, the springtime now, it's the snow is melting, the grass will be growing soon, the trees will be getting their leaves, and the gardens will be growing, and the fields will be planted. All those beautiful things that are happening during this time of year. You know, that renewal of life. You know, it's in the winter, there's a lot of darkness, there's a lot of, you know, there's not really that life showing in the society as it is in the spring. And, you know, we have to spiritually renew ourselves as well. We have to spiritually say, you know, what can we do better to honor Christ in our lives? And, you know, we can take a spiritual inventory right now of ourselves and say, what am I doing well and what can I be doing better during this time of Bright Week? You know, and all the readings that we have in Bright Week, especially the Acts of the Apostles, I love. You know, we go through the Acts of the Apostles starting during Bright Week, and we continually talk about the start of the church. You know, the start of the church during the early apostles' time. And that was an exciting time for them, because they were just gone out of, seeing the risen Lord. They've seen the Lord become, flesh again, that he is no longer dead, he is alive. And we know that he is going to bring us spiritual life in everything that we do. So I think we need to have that attitude again, that attitude of let us bring a new vitality to our church, to bring a new vitality to the world around us. You know, there was a lot of problems during the apostles' time too. They had a lot of issues they had to deal with. They had to deal with all kinds of unjust society. The Romans were very violent. It was a very violent society that they lived in. So things haven't changed that much in 2,000 years. You know, we are no, we think we have so many problems in our society today. You know, we have inflation, we have, you know, financial issues, we have, you know, COVID and other viruses around us, but so did they. They had lots of issues they had to deal with as well. And the apostles, you know, they didn't necessarily say that those issues were not important in society, but because of Christ's resurrection, because of Christ rising from the dead, those issues were not as important anymore, right? What's happening around us in society is not as important as our souls becoming inflamed with love for Christ. And this having that enthusiasm that we could say, Christ is risen, Christ is risen. Indeed he is risen. And let's glorify God, praise God in everything that he does for us in our lives. Those are the kinds of things the apostles did, and we're missing that. We're missing that totally in our society today. We are so negative in our society. We are so, you know, we complain about everything, and we don't have that enthusiasm anymore. But we can get it back. We can gain that enthusiasm again. We just have to remember what the apostles went through, okay? And their joy of praising, preaching the risen Christ to everyone. All right, so my holidays end tomorrow. I'll be back to work at my church. And well, I had a great week with my son and visiting everyone and getting a little rest. And yeah, let's work on our enthusiasm of praising and preaching the good news that Christ is risen.